The exact location isn't being disclosed, but somewhere south of baseline near the airport, a Connecticut-based private equity investment firm is looking to build a 445-hectare, 1,100-acre, hybrid energy facility. Starwood Energy Group, which says it has raised more than $3 billion in equity capital, will seek preliminary support for its SOO installation from a sparkly new city council, fresh out of a municipal election with a new mayor and four bushy-tailed new councillors. Intended in part to help meet increased energy demands from Algoma Steel's two new electric arc furnaces, the Starwood proposal includes a 300-megawatt solar farm and 600 megawatts of battery storage capacity. But Starwood doesn't want you to know the exact location it has in mind. At this preliminary point in the process, Starwood Energy Group has indicated that specifically identifying the subject properties could be detrimental to the overall success of the project, says Peter Tenazzo, the city's director of planning. If this project is successful in obtaining IESO, Independent Electricity System Operator, approvals, local land use approvals would be required prior to any development occurring, Tenazzo says in a report prepared for Mayor Matthew Shoemaker and ward councillors. Starwood proposes running a 7-kilometer transmission line to a Puck substation at the east end of Yates Avenue. Starwood has indicated that several routes for connection are currently under consideration and that consultations with community stakeholders will be part of the process for determining the final transmission route, Tenazzo says. A slide deck prepared for Monday's City Council meeting declares, in bold, underlined lettering, the project currently has the support of Puck Inc. and First Nations. In his report to council, Tenazzo states, by regulation, the Puck is required to remain neutral and they must connect IESO projects to the electrical grid. The ultimate nameplate size of the facility will be driven primarily by negotiated offtake agreements and the amount of available land, Starwood says in its pitch deck. McNabb Street Battery Storage Facility. Meanwhile, in an unrelated matter, councillors will be asked to provide similar support to a proposed battery energy storage facility on McNabb Street near South Market and Trunk Road, on the same Puck-owned site as an existing, smaller battery installation. That application is from Electra Energy Solutions in partnership with Convergent Energy Plus Power. The proposed storage facility at 885R McNabb Street is intended to have up to 20 megawatts of power capacity and a 4-hour energy capacity of 60 megawatt hours, Tenazzo says. The proposed facility would consist of a number of prefabricated structures that house the equipment. According to Electra, the proposed development will occupy up to 2,787 square meters, depending upon IESO approvals. The facility will connect to existing electrical infrastructure located upon the subject property north of the proposed facility.